The Ministry of Declared Readiness. The following account concerns a kingdom whose name has been responsibly misplaced. For convenience, we shall refer to it as the Grand Administrative Territory of Upper and Lower something or other. It is not its real name. It is merely a collection of syllables unlikely to offend anyone with a LinkedIn account. Upper and Lower something or other prided itself on bold announcements. Announcements were delivered from balconies, with conviction and slides. One such announcement concerned the unveiling of the Great Mechanism. The mechanism was strategic. It was transformative. It was approximately 82% cooperative. This was deemed sufficient. For in Upper and Lower something or other, ready was defined as operational in the primary path, theoretically operational in the secondary path, emotionally confident in the tertiary path. Demonstration was considered optional, until, of course, someone asked for it. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. The Guild at the End of the Road. Every functioning kingdom has a guild responsible for making ambition comprehensible. In this kingdom, that guild resided at the far edge of the river, near the boiler room, under a sign reading, "Final, final version, truly." They were known for a prized skill, comfortable with ambiguity. This was embroidered on cushions. It appeared in recruitment scrolls. It was spoken warmly at annual feasts. It meant, they will fix it. And so the guild received the mechanism. 19 instructional scrolls were commissioned, 59 minutes of explanatory illumination, 76 revisions, because the mechanism, like all great inventions, continued inventing itself. Panels migrated, permissions developed opinions, entire workflows existed vividly in conversation, but only spiritually in production. The launch date did not move. Launch dates are sacred relics. They resist physics. Work, however, is highly mobile. So it moved. The Spiral of Almost. The spiral is a natural phenomenon in Upper and Lower something or other. It operates thus. It's simple. The guild writes the script. It's straightforward. The guild builds the lesson. It should work. Reality is consulted. Reality declines politely. Re-record. Re-narrate. Patch illusion. Re-export. 76 times. The spiral feeds on assumption. It starves on demonstration. This is not widely advertised. The Dangerous Request. One evening, under fluorescent lighting and reasonable exhaustion, a guild member committed a minor act of rebellion. Before we illuminate further, they suggested, might we see the mechanism performed? Not described, not summarized, performed in the actual realm, with actual permissions, without narrative scaffolding. There was a pause, then a demonstration. And in that demonstration, a hinge was discovered to be aspirational. A dependency required a favorable moon phase. A feature functioned only in development, where all things are possible and nothing is audited. This was inconvenient. It was also clarifying. The spiral weakened, revision cycles shortened, the launch date remained intact, which was most irritating to those who believed demonstration would cause delay. The Arithmetic of Heroism. Upper and Lower, something or other, celebrated resilience. The guild worked 12 to 16 hours daily, 7 days a week. No trumpets, just arithmetic. The kingdom congratulated itself on efficiency, After all, 59 minutes of content were delivered in 1 month. Industry sages would suggest this normally requires several times that effort. The kingdom did not inquire too deeply into where the difference was absorbed. Ambiguity, like water, flows toward the lowest visible resistance. In this case, it flowed toward the guild. They were, after all, comfortable. But comfort is not infinite, and heroism, when scheduled quarterly, becomes infrastructure. Infrastructure, when dependent on exhaustion, becomes attrition. A modest structural heresy. The guild quietly engraved a rule in less ornamental script. If a workflow cannot be demonstrated, it is not ready. If it is not ready, do not document it. If documentation must proceed, require demonstration first. This rule was not revolutionary. It merely relocated uncertainty. And uncertainty discovered upstream is dramatically cheaper than uncertainty absorbed downstream. Now, to be clear, the guild is comfortable with ambiguity. They are fluent in incomplete maps. They can navigate shifting terrain. They do not require perfect clarity to begin meaningful work. But there is a difference between navigating uncertainty and inheriting it by design. When volatility is encountered together, it sharpens systems. When it is repeatedly transferred to the same downstream custodians, it dulls people. Upper and lower something or other did not lack ambition. It lacked shared exposure to risk. Ambition without guardrails feels like speed. Guardrails without ambition feel like bureaucracy. But risk without shared ownership feels like disposal. The guild does not object to complexity. They object to being its permanent address. They will rise when it matters. They always do. The question is whether rising must be required every time. Because when resilience becomes the operating model, your strongest contributors eventually recognize the pattern. And shock absorbers, however durable, are not meant to be structural beams. Structure does not slow ambition. It dignifies it. Demonstration before declaration. Clarity before compression. Shared exposure before downstream absorption. That is not rebellion. It is architecture. This reflection is part of the Deductionists, a league of sharp minds dissecting the peculiar. Because if we don't question where risk lives, who exactly will?